Hello everyone and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap for all the things that are going to have happened for the week of December 7th, 2020 before it happens. My name is Bruce and let's get started with the GUI Pick of the Week. After numerous delays, Cyberpunk 2077 will be released this week for the PS4 and Xbox One. The game was announced last year at E3, I believe, with Keanu Reeves coming out and being introduced as Johnny Silverhand. This is actually, I think, the only video game I have on my Christmas wish list this year. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, NBC has the premiere of Nurses. Tuesday, NBC has the finale of Transplant. For Wednesday, ABC has the Great Christmas Light Fight. NBC has Dr. Seuss's The Grinch musical. Fox has the finale for I Can See Your Voice. And Nat Geo has the premiere of Narco Wars. For Thursday, NBC has One Night Only, The Best of Broadway. Friday, CW has the Christmas Carolers Challenge. Sunday, Sci-Fi has the Toys of Terror premiere. And HBO has the Bee Gees, How Do You Mend a Broken Heart? Seriously, the Bee Gees? Ugh. All right. And for Sunday, CW has the finale of Pandora. Paramount Network has Dashing in December premiere. And TLC has I Love a Mama's Boy finale. All right, no new movies or DVDs coming out this week. So, with online services, Netflix has Mr. Iglesias Season 3, The Surgeon's Cut, Rose Island, Alice in Borderland, The Prom, and Giving Voice. For Hulu, you have Madagascar A Little Wild Season 2, Prime has I'm Your Woman, and Apple TV has Wolfwalkers. For video games coming out this week, you have Medal of Honor Above and Beyond for the PC and the aforementioned Cyberpunk 2077. For GUI news, new episodes of Geeks Under the Influence, Geek Fathers, Beautiful Disasters, From the Mouths of Madness, and Smack My Pitch Up Shortlist. Now, this is an additional podcast wherein Hobbit pitches and casts an original concept for TV and film. Could be fun to listen to. For one more thing, Seth MacFarlane has been very busy as of late. He has on his plate the Winds of War and War and Remembrance miniseries, Coletta Walls, the Little Rock Nine series, and an animated 1970s sitcom Good Times reboot. He was offering viewers a few flecks of optimism regarding the production would resume of the third season of Hulu's sci-fi dramedy series, The Orville. With the series being hit by COVID-19 related delays like dozens of other productions, things have been quiet for some time. During an Instagram chat in September, MacFarlane offered the viewers an update. All I could say is that we are working on it. We are working on it very hard. We got hit by this just like everyone else, but we're working on it. MacFarlane explained at the time, we'll be back soon, folks. There's a lot of speculation online when we will come back. The show is still a huge priority for me and the cast and everyone else. We have a season to finish, and we're going to finish it. For MacFarlane, that comes down to safety first and foremost. For a show with a lot of prosthetic makeup that requires close contact and a lot of background artists, it's a big job. And you want to make sure that you're doing it in a way that keeps everyone safe and secure, he explained. Once we have figured out these protocols, we will start up again and get you more Orville. Flash ahead a little bit over 2 months, and guess what? Filming has officially resumed on the series. It has been made official on Twitter and Instagram with an image of the clapper board, which happens to list MacFarlane as also directing it. So, thank you. We've been waiting too long for the next season of Orville, one of the best Star Trek series that has ever come out. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. You can call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course all of these things happen. I'm from the future, and be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.
My name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as, what non-winged animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIPodcast.com.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
In a world ravaged by movie studios that keep rehashing the same things, only one podcaster has the guts to make it even worse. Join Mike the Hobbit as he traverses the internet to bring you some of the best and worst ideas for reboots, remakes, and reimaginings of some of your favorite and least favorite TV and film properties. Ideas like a John Waters He-Man movie, Fantastic Four the musical, and Aliens done entirely with marionettes. What podcast would bring this evil upon the world? This is Smack My Pitch Up. Available anywhere you get your podcasts.